This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney.
Well, remember a time when a trip to the doctor was referred to as a visit, when everyone in the office had time for you and the only other patients were either just leaving as you arrived or missing from the waiting room altogether? No, you don't remember that? Well, maybe it's just a medical story, a health practitioner myth handed down parent to child over the years. But Dr. Michael Kagan, our guest who's joining us in the studio, may remember those times or not, but he certainly has a vision for present-day healthcare and a practice he's calling medical concierge based on the direct primary care model, which promises unfettered access, house calls, minimal time spent in waiting rooms, and lower costs. Dr. Kagan joins us now. Welcome. It's great to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for that wonderful intro.
It seems to be growing in popularity. People like to have access to their doctor. They like to spend lots of time and feel like you're really focused on them. But why did you decide to become a medical concierge practitioner?
Right. Thank you. So I have a direct primary care practice, which means I work directly for my patients. I'm not working for anyone else, and I have only my patients' interest in mind. I had been working in a hospital system. I worked in a hospital for 3 years, outside a hospital for 3 years. I saw a lot of inefficiencies. I had some frustration on my own part, as well as my patients had frustrations that they couldn't get a hold of me. And I wanted to have a more personal relationship with my patients.
And so part of that, I think people get frustrated when they just have a simple little question. They want to have access to their doctor, but that will entail, well, make an appointment and come on in and we go through your insurance and all of that. But that's something that they can entirely bypass.
Right. If you have a smartphone, you can access me anytime. So my patients text with me, we call. Oftentimes, they don't need to come into the office. We can take care of things over the phone, which is much more convenient for them. And there's never any co-pays or deductibles to meet in my practice.
It is kind of a throwback, at least in, you know, I mean, I'm 60 years old, so I remember the time when it was a visit to the doctor, and it was much more of a visit. And just as you said, you know, you are contracting with your patients only, and that's the way it was when I was a kid. I mean, you went to your doctor, and your doctor had their patients, and you had time to spend, and you kind of went deeper into the root causes and the issues and what might or might not be going on. And house calls. I mean, house calls were a typical regular thing.
Right.
When children got really sick, doctors made house calls.
Right. It's a relationship. So you want to have a relationship with your primary care physician. And if something's going on, alert them immediately. So you're not waiting until something gets very bad before you're seeking medical care. You're being preventative and proactive about your health.
And so I'm sort of wondering, you know, there's kind of, you're blending technology that we have at our disposal today that we didn't have then with sort of the visit model that existed then and combining the two. And at the same time, you know, we've got this insurance system that has grown and monopolized or cannibalized or converted or transitioned the entire medical system, which I think has happened over the last 40 or 50 years as well. And you're kind of stepping away from that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't contract with any insurance companies. I contract only with my patients. And it's a lot simpler. It's easy to access your physician. I always have time for my patients. If it's needed, we can spend an extended office visit. We can spend hours together really coming up with a diagnosis of what's going on and a plan to get you better.
And then there is, of course, a role for insurance because you're providing one aspect that insurance either doesn't cover or isn't needed for. But when the patient then moves into a different part of the system, which is lab work and surgeries or hospital or whatever, inpatient care, then insurance is needed. So you're not saying people shouldn't have insurance and work through you. You're saying that they can have their insurance to cover those needs, but you provide a different service and relationship.
All of my patients have insurance, yeah. Or they use a healthcare sharing ministry to share risk of catastrophic injury. I think insurance is the only way, buying healthcare insurance is really the only way of eliminating your risk of a major catastrophic injury. with the ministry, I think that there still is a risk that the ministry could run out of funds at the end of the year, and you could still be responsible for some of those things. But all of my patients do have health insurance.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Michael Kagan. You can find, if you'd like to follow along, his website is KaganMD.com. That's K-A-G-E-N. MD, medical doctor, .com. You are in internal medicine. That was your practice. It still is. But there's a lot more we should know about you because you have a connection to Park City that has to do with sport.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. I was a competitive speed skater growing up, and I competed through the end of high school. So I had a lot of friends that continued on in speed skating, and I'm currently one of the team physicians for the U.S. speed skating team. So that's one of the positions I volunteer as.
So you grew up in Wisconsin, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So did you have a certain role model who also became a doctor?
It sure did. Yeah, Eric Heiden.
That's great. So another thing that's interesting is that, of course, we have a huge tourist population. And I see that you also provide, you know, people come out here, they get sick. They, you know, if they don't want to go to the clinic or anything, they can call you. Does that mean you make house visits?
I do make house visits. So for my members, I take care of their visiting guests as part of their membership. But I also offer services for visitors. So I make house calls to people either in their private residence or in their hotel. When they're visiting and they need medical care.
How much of the market share does that end up being for you?
Tough to say. I mean, my main practice is taking care of my members. Mm-hmm. And if there's free time, I can make house calls. But I started my practice about a year and a half ago. So this last winter, I was pretty busy making house calls.
That's great.
And how do you schedule that? I mean, I'm just hearing, you know, I devote my time and energy to my members, and we need to talk about the members also, as you know, your patients are
right.
Members, but we'll come back to that. So, you know, my time is devoted to my members, and I make house calls, and I know house calls take a lot of time and energy. So mm-hmm. How are you scheduling a member who needs to have a discussion about something for 2 hours and somebody who needs a house call and that potential conflict that comes into play there? Is that just basic scheduling?
There's been no conflicts at all. I mean, my members are my number one priority, and so I take care of their needs. And if there's extra time available and I have a call coming in, I'll go see someone that is not a member.
So explain the membership. What is a membership, and what does it mean in this particular instance?
So membership in my practice means that I'm your physician, and you have a direct access to me anytime by text, email, phone, video. You have unlimited office visits with no deductibles and no copays, extended office visits if need be. I'm basically in your phone whenever you need me. Any procedure I can do in the office is included in the membership fee. Anything I do in my office. So one opportunity that we have in the office is for skin cancer screening. So we have the region's only photo finder device, which is medical equipment that uses artificial intelligence to detect skin cancer early on. And the goal there is to catch skin cancer and get you to a dermatologist before cancer gets you.
And so the membership fee pays for all these things. So let's talk about the fee side. Is it an annual fee, a monthly fee? I mean, how do your members?
It can be paid monthly. It can be paid annually. And it starts at $250 a month. I have age-tiered pricing. And it includes all of the services that I can provide.
So you have talked about how this, coupled with insurance, can reduce your overall medical costs. Give us a scenario where that's...
So if you have a high deductible plan, say you have a deductible of $6,000 and you're using my service, hopefully you never reach your deductible for that year. And so I've negotiated cash prices for labs, for imaging, for sleep tests, for genetic testing, colonoscopies. Basically, any medical service that you can think of has a cash price to it. And it's a lot cheaper if you go directly through your physician who has contracted with the service rather than going through your insurance. If you go through insurance, generally the price is five times more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you talk about this tiered system. So someone who does have a high deductible with their insurance might do the sort of the lowest tier, the $250
It's
a
age
month?
Tiered. So you can't really pick what age you have.
You can try.
Yes. I would like to be 23 and pay that amount. So talk a little bit more about the skin cancer detection, the photo finder. You say that it's the only one in the area?
Yes, it's the only one in the area. So there's been major advances in artificial intelligence and the way that we apply that to medicine. So what the computer is doing is looking at images of your skin from one time point, comparing it to another time point, and alerting the physician if there's any changes in existing skin spots or if there's new skin spots that need to be examined. And once it alerts me to a change, then I'll examine it with a dermatoscope. And I work with other dermatologists too, where I can provide these images. I provide like an imaging service for dermatologists. So I do have patients that come to me that are not part of my practice, but they come only for the imaging. And then they go back to their dermatologist with side-by-side comparison images from one time point to the next.
Wow. So it just basically takes a picture of your whole body. You stand there in your underwear or something like that. And wow.
Yeah. It's image analysis. Yeah. So it's detecting a change from the image from one time point to the next time point. And computers are now better at humans than doing that.
Mm. So one of the frustrations I have with, for example, just say my blood work shows that I'm low in iron. Mm-hmm. And it's my annual exam. Right, that insurance pays for. And I'd like to really work on getting my iron count up. So I'd like to come back 3 months later, but it doesn't work because I can only come in that one time for my annual to have it covered by insurance. And I would imagine that this is something that you're helping your clients with, your members with.
Right. I mean, it can be very inconvenient too to come back into the doctor's office. So to be able to coordinate that without having to take half a day off of work is very convenient. So we can make office appointments for what fits your schedule. So the practice is really tailored around my patients and what works best for them.
Well, I hope we haven't taken Dr. Kagan away from too many of his members and patients to come and join us on the Mountain Life, but it's an interesting model. Is this something that's growing in popularity? I get
hugely.
The sense
so that employers are starting to use it too. You may have heard about this, but Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, JPMorgan Chase, they have 1.2 million employees together, and they're looking at using direct primary care to contract directly with physicians to lower the healthcare costs for their employees. There's thousands of physicians like myself across the country that have converted their practices over to direct primary care practices, and it's a growing movement. As insurance premiums have escalated, direct primary care makes more and more sense.
Yeah, so it's a response to kind of the systemic changes we're seeing with the dominance of the insurance model.
And lack of access to your physician.
Yeah.
It's really hard. The national average, I think, around the country is 46 days for a person to see their physician. So when you can get in same day or next day or communicate with your physician almost immediately in real time, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. And so I would imagine that you have limited spots available for membership, but that's an assumption I'm making. But why don't you?
Yeah, the only way I can provide the services that I provide is to limit membership. So the maximum amount of patients I'll take is 200, but it may be less than that.
And your office is located where?
It's right next to Parley's Park Elementary, so across the street from the Blue Roof Market.
Okay.
Great. Silver Springs Drive?
Yes.
You can find me at KaganMD.com, KagenMD.com, or call me at 435-MD-DOC-MD.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming by and explaining what it is that you do. And I told you both I would remember the name of that show, Royal Pains. It was a concierge medical doctor in the Hamptons.
I am Silly. Not familiar with
okay.
that show.
It ended a few years ago. Anyway, but it's funny because when I did watch that, not a big TV watcher, I promise. But when I said, that is the best idea. And again, you know, just to wrap up here, I would imagine that in a community, a more affluent community like the Hamptons, like Park City, this model is more successful.
It's been successful all across the country. So there are physicians charging a lot lower price in other places of the country, and they, as a result, they have to take on a lot more patients. So it really is just a function of what services you want to be able to provide your patients.
Okay. Did you go to the Olympics this year with the speed skating team?
I did not.
Okay. Well, your patients need you here. Your members need you here. Dr. Michael Kagan, so nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.